Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Heaven save me! Wow. Buzz. I'm down to one last breath.
Back off, Buzz. Jeez.
I really let me say. Let me say.
Jesus.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh my God.
I had to turn his mic off.
We told him to sing it strong and not talk it. And all of a sudden he was just like.
He came in.
Yeah.
I found out heaven saved me.
Oh my God.
I couldn't even get in. All my Buzz just took over the whole song.
I mean, that's not the most Buzz thing of all time.
Yeah. Save that audio.
Eating the mic.
Yeah, save that audio.
If you're going to rip me for not going hard enough, I'm going to sing loud. Yeah.
Easy killer.
Yeah. Pause. All right, Commissioner Buzz is here, the commissioner of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, with his report. Here he is, Commissioner Buzz, singer, Buzz Stapp over here. What do you got?
All right, well, we got a lot to get to because there was a lot of turmoil in the league this week. Spike, we're going to start with you. You lost 116 to 100 to 11th place iRise.
Damn. Not great.
You dropped to 5-4. Tank Bigsby had 2 points versus the Eagles. You had 5 from Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, it was not great.
You had Patrick Mahomes 30 points against you. Zay Flowers 30 points against you. Not a great week for Spike.
Not a great week.
You're chesty the last couple weeks.
You had been chesty the last couple weeks.
Still first. I'm not worried. Still first in points in the entire league. So I just want to be clear. My team has more points than all the other teams.
This lost three of the last four.
This is why fantasy,
trouble in paradise.
Well, this is why fantasy football is
it sucks.
A scam.
I know. Yeah, I know. But also, points league is lame. It's like, oh, whoever has the most points wins.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Points. What other kind of league is there?
No, it's not like at the end of the year, there's no matchup. It's just whoever scores the most points.
Who had the top? Yeah, but then you don't get to fight all week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it matters.
This is the way to do it.
Yes.
This is my objection to fantasy football, is that I have the best team in the league.
I have the best team.
And my record doesn't show it.
And the most points. I lost 3 of 4.
So you guys will see.
Well, Mr. Chuckles like Reese over there, he also lost this week.
Okay.
Lost 165-94 to Kimberly.
94?
94?
Yeah. Less points. Fewer
Kimberly's
points,
team stinks.
Fewer points this week than OG Wade.
Yeah, I don't know what this. I don't know what's going on, man. Just some weeks they just don't show up.
You gotta look at the coach.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're
yeah.
I'm ready to play.
And put him in a better position.
Like Sirianni
last week.
Yeah. Now, here's the worst part. The bench didn't do much for me either. So it's not like I left a lot of points on the bench somewhere. I didn't have enough. She had a good week. 165 is hard to beat.
That's
Kimberly slowly creeping up, by the way, in the standings. She's in eighth, but she's at 4-5. She's in contention. She's in the hunt.
Yeah. Speaking of the standings, where am I at?
Well, we'll find out.
We're going to get to the power rankings. I'll let you know where you're at in the standings.
I'm sorry.
In just a little bit. Jack Fritz wins 159.58 to 159.40 over Scott. A .18 victory.
Because of the Kareem Hunt touchdown in overtime.
because of the Kareem Hunt touchdown in overtime.
Now that makes up for the BS loss to
He lost Yoshi. The game that way, yeah. He lost the game by yes. less than a point.
Yeah, and he won by less. He lost by won by 18 yards in this game. 32 points from Saquon, finally got your two touchdowns. Would have lost also if the New York Giants defense had put up a single point for Scott.
Wow.
Hate to see it.
Yeah.
Well, he started the Giants defense against Washington.
That wasn't smart.
Yeah. You get one thing I'm learning this year is you got to just like, I go out and find a new defense every week.
You straight modern defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you got the Eagles defense.
Then you hold
just
on
let those bad boys roll every week. Let those bad boys hunt.
Well, you are a defensive guy.
Hey, man.
Ike knows what I'm talking about.
Takeaways from the week. Ike proved the haters correct this week by scoring less than OG Wade, as I mentioned. Spike, as I also mentioned, has lost three of his last four and is officially in danger of missing the playoffs. Mm. You're in that final
spot.
Dude,
if you
missed
the playoffs with the most points in the league, I'd be so happy.
Yeah. Why?
Because it would serve you right.
Oh, and you'd be so mad.
Well, if I have the most points in the league, I miss the playoffs. That is a league problem, not a me problem. That's what I'm saying.
That's one way to look at it.
Yes.
That's not what the people in the playoffs think.
I'll be fine. How many teams make the playoffs? Six?
Six.
Yes.
You're in sixth.
I'll be fine.
And Brian officially is the luckiest fantasy team I've ever seen. Third fewest points in the league. Same record as first place. Mm. He jumps ahead of Spike in the standings. He doesn't even have 1,000.
See, I'm never playing fantasy football.
I included
again.
That note to specifically annoy you.
I'm never playing fantasy football again unless I win the championship this year.
Yeah, that sounds about
that right.
Sounds about
right.
Yeah. After one year, after a 15-year hiatus.
This is why I hate it. This is why I have my other idea for how fantasy football should work, but no one ever wants to do it because it's too complicated, and that's what frustrates me. So,
all right, let's get to these poll rankings, Buzz poll, the poll results everyone's been waiting for this week.
How many people vote on these rankings?
One, exactly one.
All right.
I test.
It's all me. 4 to 5 teams in the top 5 lost this week.
Okay. That's a good sign.
So Yoshi was 5th. He drops out. He lost.
Love it.
Okay.
Now, if I'm rooting against my team.
If I'm rooting against two people, it's Spike and Yoshi.
Well, Yoshi's got the most fraudulent team in fantasy. He was, you talk about being a little chesty, that guy after the first 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, he was happy.
And he gets mad that I talk crap about him when he's not here is because he deserves me talking crap about him. Because I have a loss because of his fraud team. My team hadn't come together yet. Okay, Yoshi's out.
Number 5 is Ike Reese, down from number 3. Frankly, fortunate to still be in the ranking. You're looking at me, you lost by 70 points to Kimberly, who's in 8th place.
He didn't even score 100.
Am I not tied for 1st place?
You were at 3, and you lost by 70. Where do you think you should be?
Well, I'm just saying, am I not tied for 1st place?
If we're looking at strictly record, yes.
Yes, but that's points all wise. I care about.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. So
we're saying, you sound like last year's Eagles.
Yeah.
You are, your record says you are.
A win is a win.
That's your mind.
And you didn't win this week. You lost by 70.
You should change your team name to a win is a win.
All I'm saying is when you said in 5th place, you sounded happy when you said that.
No.
I don't root against anyone.
Jack, this is the rivalry you were talking about, Ike versus the Power Rankings.
I'm just saying, man.
Always. This Power Rankings and Eagles Insider of the Year.
Go ahead, man. Go. Finish with your stupid rankings.
All right. Number 4, Spike Eskin.
What?
Down from yes, you're down
I have the
from
most good. Points in the league.
You lost 3 or 4.
You lost to an 11th place team.
I have
you
the
lost
most
to an 11th place team in
the league.
You're 5-4. You've lost 3 of your
exactly.
last 4.
Exactly. You're in front of me.
Yeah, it's a joke.
I have the most points in the
and
league.
And you might miss the playoffs.
I have the most. Again, this is a commissioner problem, not a Spike problem.
Number 3, we got Ryan, who was not ranked last week.
Ah.
Won 123-119 over James. That's a big win. That's a rank over the number 1.
Where is he in total points?
He is in total points right now. James
he's
is
third. No, he's second.
You said Ryan, not James.
Or sorry, Ryan. James is coming up in the rankings.
Right. Ah.
Ryan is 6-3, and he is, I'd have to filter it by points here, but he's below you.
Okay.
To your
I
point.
Just want to make sure. Yes. Okay.
He's right. below
well, which
you.
Team is his? A New Day?
No, that's James.
That's James. Jab and Delco is Ryan.
Oh, well, yeah, he's like 8th in points.
He's been on a hot streak, man.
8th in points, and he's the number 4 team in the league or 3?
Yeah. Number 3 team.
Okay.
He's 8th in points.
All right. Look.
By the way, I'm like 20 points behind you, Spike. Easy in there.
And I'm 9th in points, by the way.
You said, Jack, you said you're 20 points what? Behind
you.
Me. Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Number two is James. Loses, lost to Ryan. He's down from number one, lost to Ryan. 123-119, so not going to ding him too bad, but he is at number two in the rankings. And number one, jumping into first place, showed he can pull out a close game in the final moments. Jack Fritz wins by .18.
Who's Jack Fritz?
He is number one in the afternoon show fantasy rankings.
Jack Fritz has issues.
Yep. It's about time.
He has less points than
that. And he has, but he's number two in the league in points.
And tied for first.
Yeah. Pretty that might be the only ranking that I actually agree with.
It's about time. that's why Spike disagrees.
No. I have an idea for next year. Instead of Fantasy Football League, we'll just do a coin flip league because that's how this is decided. Listen, and we'll just all flip coins every Sunday.
It's not college football. It's not like I'm the selection committee for
you
the playoffs.
You're the only selection committee.
I know. A selection committee, there's a selection Sunday, there's teams on the bubble. You'll know right away that final week if you're in or not. If your record's good enough, you'll be in.
Right now, I'm talking about the power rankings, and this is all I'm saying. And I know I can't do anything during the year about it, but I am going to put forth a motion in the league to remove Buzz as commissioner.
I think he's doing a great job.
I think he should be removed.
Are you disputing the results?
The best leaders are not always the most popular. That's
except,
all I'm saying.
Except the results, Spike.
So we're all doing
it's okay. Just except the results.
I will not.
Yes.
I will not accept the result.
All right. Good job, Buzz.
Took us 3.5 hours. There we go.
We got there, though, at some point.
Yep. All right, Buzz.
You protesting something you can't change?
Well, I was going to say, yes. Well, that is a hallway conversation. But yes, good job, Buzz, even though it wasn't a good job. It was a bad job, but whatever. The Twitter question is brought to us by Mark's Jewelers. There it is. The official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Sham Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. To manage Saquon's workload, would you rather the Eagles throw the ball more or more Gainwell touches? 60% is more Gainwell touches. 40% throw the ball more. There we go. 215-592-9494. Wade in Chester. Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, Wade?
What's up, y'all? What's up?
Yo, what up, Wade?
Hey, what up, Ike? What up, babe? Rival thing, man, is crazy, man. Like I commend you, Spike, man. You got to come in that joint every day like the boy of the movie. You be like, man, I got to fight every day to prove my love. you know that movie I'm talking about when they had the dinner and they talked to what is it, the Five Heartbeats? I think he has the Five Heartbeats.
Oh, yes, that was the movie. Yeah.
So, like the rivals, man, you know what I'm saying? You got your own little inside rival, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might not like to hear this, but, you know, Spike, they got to know where they came from, you feel me? You put the blueprint down, you know what I'm saying, and Rob followed it, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You really put it together, you know, like the morning show. You know,
yes.
That's the slide everybody like, whatever. You put that team together, you feel me, Joe and John, you know?
Yeah, bro, I made this show. You tell Rod that Rod just is just drifting in my wake the way that
assistant program director.
Then you do the magic man in the two spot. You know he's been carrying it since day one. I can host the show with him, and the numbers still gonna go up. So you know that's how Ike do.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
They gotta put the respect on it. You know what I'm saying? But I feel bad for you coming up with the Sixers season.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Like,
Well, but the thing is, Wade, I respect or not respect, even the people that call up and yell at me, I believe they were showing me respect by engaging in the conversation. That's what they should do.
You gave them Jillio, you know what I'm saying?
Well, like, a lot of people would object to that decision, you know?
So. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And then Rob followed the blueprint. Like, every show is what's in common with every show, you feel me? It's the way, like, you got the recipe, the way you laid it down, the way you matched it up, you feel me, football player and analyst, you know what I'm saying? But get the best of both worlds, that's what's going to do it. So that's what's going on, you know what I'm saying? The numbers going to do the numbers.
That's the truth.
You got to be with her. You got to carry this show, you know, come up and show up every day because people expect a lot from you. You got to look at what you really did. You're like, dang, these are my babies. And you got to go against them with the numbers, but it is what it is. They know what I'm saying. You know how I go. It's 2-6.
Wade pays attention to everything.
Oh, yeah. He sure does.
Yes.
An associate producer of the program.
I know what I'm saying. I can't get in. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I can get to that VIP list and somebody going, you know what I'm saying, holler at your boy, Jack. Maybe I can bing right up in that joint. But, you know, it is what it is. I put my work in.
Yeah.
You definitely
Foxhole guy. Yep. Foxhole guy.
Yeah. definitely Fox. So I'm trying to get up in the maybe I can get behind the lead hitter, you know what I'm saying, in Ohio. I'm trying to get up in that 2-3 spot, or maybe the cleanup at the four.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't mind it. Wouldn't mind it. Look, you calling that 2 o'clock hour, we'll move you close to the top. Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. Corey's the number one guy. You know, he's the leadoff. But, you know, but we need.
I got to sing at my 5:30, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Get our, you know how we do. I'm with it, baby. I'm with it. I'm with y'all, man. You know, you know how it is, right?
Yep. Nah.
So, no, I'm going to let y'all get to y'all text line and everything. I know how the time goes. I'm going to let y'all.
See, told you.
All right, Wade.
He has the whole show down pat.
Yes, sir.
Remember
that.
Stuff that you won't remember. He remembers it all.
I truly appreciate him saying, look, all Rod's doing is walking in his.
I have nothing to do with that one.
You know Rod's thieving in his car right now.
Nah. The good thing about Rod, it was one of the things I appreciate about Rod, is a lot of program directors would have been weird about putting me in this spot, considering that I had that job before. He doesn't seem to bother him at all.
I think part of why Rod loves this show more than any other show at the station,
which we found out on the lie detector
is he checks his ego at the door.
He does.
Just like we all do.
Yes.
Besides, like, sometimes with the picks.
The only time...
That's because I got to check my ego so much other times.
Yes. Well, that is. You do a good job of that. Every time you and I are arguing about football, I just think to myself, I can't even imagine being in the position Ike's in.
You know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I respect what you said.
Get Ike on the line. Yeah.
The only time that Rod shows his ego is when he forces everyone that works here to play in a fantasy football league with him.
That is true.
So he can win it. Very, very Michael Scott from The Office move from him. 215-592-9494. Whoa, there we go. Herb in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
What's going on, boy?
Everything
okay down there at NovaCare?
Why
wouldn't it be?
I heard something that Jalen Hurts didn't practice in the morning.
Actually, let me. While you're here, Herb, I want to get your thoughts on this. The injury report came out. Devontae Smith did not practice with a hamstring. Nolan Smith did not practice with a groin. Ben Van Summeren did not practice with a concussion. So I hadn't heard anything about Devontae Smith.
I saw something that A.J. Brown did practice, though.
He was a limited participant. Yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, whatever. I'm concerned because you guys were talking. I didn't have time to stay in on it. I've been doing a lot of watching TV with
you're busy.
Miss Harris, you know, she her concession speech.
Yeah.
And I worked 16 hours yesterday as the one of the judges at the election. So anyway,
you making sure there's no funny business going on with the votes.
At the polls.
Making sure all the legal votes are counted.
It seems like a problem.
It was a story, but it was the FBI.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Some kind of story that 9,000 ballots last Friday, some Russian movie stars trying to make some kind of scam up or something. But that was
Vladimir Smirnov?
Stop talking. So anyway, I'm concerned about when we play teams, you know, Dallas, we play Washington. And that coach from Washington was the coach from, you know, he was with Dallas last year. I'm concerned about the blitzing and the different packages and that we might see next Thursday and we might see again on Sunday. So, you know, we got to make sure that we're practicing the plays, that Jalen can pick it up and make the decisions if we got to do change of play here or there or whatever. But it's 1-2-3 and get the ball out.
You know.
1-2 and get the ball out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes 1-2-3-4. Sometimes 1-2.
Yeah, 1-2-3-4.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can see he's going to probably do some running this week maybe. So
who, Jalen?
I think he'll do some running. Yeah, he looked good. The last couple of weeks he's been looking pretty good. I think he's ready to bust one for about 40 or 50.
Mm.
So, you know. But let's, you know, there's a couple of games down the line. We got Baltimore and the Rams.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Yeah. Who else? Who else are they going to play?
You know,
the Rams.
The old saying is,
who else?
Baltimore.
You know, the old saying is, one week at a time, and that's it. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's a strike. You know, there might be a strike on Friday with SEPTA. You know that, right?
Oh,
another protest.
Does that affect you?
Well, I was down. I was at the NovaCare today. I had to gas up all the buses, and because we're probably going to have to, if they strike, we have to pick up all the employees, like on Broad Street, Market Street.
That take the L.
Yeah.
Take them home because everything's going to be shut down.
Yeah, but so, there's no, the game's in Dallas on Sunday.
Saturday? No, I'm not, I know that, but we got Saturday and Sunday. We got there's games going on, or there's concerts, something.
No, the Sixers play at home Sunday.
Yeah. Against the Hornets.
Sunday night there's something, because I got to work Sunday afternoon.
That's not right. The Sixers game is Sunday night.
I'm not going to see the Eagles game unless something else happens. So, yeah.
Well, the Sixers don't play till 7.
Yeah, they play right after the Eagles.
Yeah, I know. 7 o'clock. I know.
Yeah.
No. But, Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
I did.
Last week I was trying to watch some games, and they didn't have inside the bar there, and they didn't have the TVs on, so I had to go down and watch it down at
What game were you trying to watch? The Eagles game?
The Penn State
game. Oh, Saturday. Okay, I got you.
We are. What do you think about that James Franklin?
Yeah.
What about him?
What do you think about those calls from the 1 yard line?
Yeah, everybody's mad at him.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. That game, they should have won 27-20 at least. Maybe they should have put 10 or 14 points on. You got to put, that's the red zone, man. You got to put that ball right. Number 44, I mean, I don't understand why he don't just, you know, they got to or roll out, throw it to the tight end, fake play action. I mean, there's a lot of different plays you can do. They, you know, I don't know, man. I was really shocked. They dropped big time, and they're going to have to come up with some big. This week they play Washington home. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to have to put, like, 30-plus points up on the board. So, you know, because Washington ain't no, they can play too, you know. And there's a couple other teams that they play
enough
this game. So, you know, what's his name? Purdue. They
let Herb cook.
So, you know.
Yeah.
But,
all right,
yeah.
All righty.
Let's get this W.
Yeah. Yep.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Let's go, Eagles. Let's get number. Yes, sir.
Let's get number? Let's get number mean?
Let's get number 7, Jackie.
Kenny Pickett?
Jackie Baseball? You heard him.
Who's number 7? Win number 7?
Yes.
Win number 7.
Let's get number. You know, that's the famous Eagles cheer.
Let's get number.
7-2. They should be 8.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Let's get number.
8-1, Joe.
All right, Herb.
I might see you Monday.
All right.
Okay.
Good stuff, man. Right,
Brandon just said, I'm so happy for that.
Yeah. Make sure, and Herb, make sure when you show up to the show, even if we're in the middle of the show, you stand right in front of us and point to yourself so we know that you're there.
Yep.
That was one of the worst Herb calls, I think. There was nothing even weird.
He's just rambling about sports.
Does he know this show's on the radio?
We've wondered that aloud many times. He's got to be twice a week. And when he gets overexposed.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Trust me. I'm with you. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers. Let's go number at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
That is
Philly sports. That is a radio.
A hilarious point. I'm like, come on, tasty cake, Tom. It's very funny. What's next? Oh Oh yeah. I'm sure that's the moment he feels pride when I lose.
I agree.
Yeah. What's next?
That implies that you didn't want to see Brandon playing as much.
Oh, no, no, no. I didn't want an edge to have Brandon play less. I wanted Bryce Huff to play less. And Brandon could go from 22 snaps to 19. That'd be fine.
Yeah. A little from everybody. Got to keep him fresh.
Yeah. Especially if he's going to play again next year. What's next? I do not have blind coaching faith in Nick Nurse or Nick Sirianni. Mm. Oh, come on.
That's not what the listeners are hearing.
Listeners, it's only Dom.
Oh, I would have said not for Nick Sirianni, but do you mean for Nick Nurse you don't have blind faith?
Blind faith? No, but I can't blame him for the team stinking when the two best players.
I agree with that.
Yeah, of course not.
You didn't call him a great coach, though.
Well, I think he is a great coach.
Well, Joe Girardi won a championship, too.
Well, here's what I'd say. Every time the Sixers played the Raptors, they gave us hell. And I attributed a lot of that to Sirianni. Or not Sirianni, to Nick Nurse.
We're not giving Sirianni credit for the Sixers, too. All right.
Yeah. What's next? I hope whatever surgery Tasty Cake had, I hope he's 6 weeks of rehab. Seems like he's going to be all right.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Well, no, it 6 weeks of rehab is a hamstring.
What did you say? My hip?
My hip took like 4 months. I mean, come on, Dom. Man up.
That was a good line, too.
What's next? God. No, we can't lose Tasty Cake Dom to the midday
Dom
show.
Too, man.
We're losing everyone.
We can't lose Tasty Cake.
This boat's taking on water.
We can't. He did have a sharp tongue with that, though.
He did have a sharp tongue.
He just
did. There's one thing Spike doesn't like with the callers is a sharp tongue.
Well, I got a sharp tongue back.
Of course, I
love Dom, but if he's going to come with he was shooting at me. So what's next? what's next? You got work to do.
I do. I see. You guys aren't easily impressed.
Nope. Fritz at 6 is next. Yes?
Yes?
Yeah.
What do we got? Jack.
He doesn't like to tell us his topics.
No, sorry. I was trying to pull something.
Okay.
They should sit AJ on Sunday.
They should sit AJ on. See how he just rolled that out?
No big deal. They should sit
their best player. Okay. Oh, boy.
He's hurt.
That'll be fun on the way home.
Yeah, see how it works out. Maybe
if he's a real franchise quarterback.
There we go. Does it change if Devontae's not playing?
No, Devontae's fine. Well, I guess he did miss practice.
Yeah, with a hamstring.
I may sit both of them.
Okay. All right. Fritz at 6 is next, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. If you were thinking about, I tell you about Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown all the time. Tell you about the cars are John Ashdale, who texted me happy birthday today. And I was like, it's not my birthday, John. And he's like, oh, no, another guy named Spike. It was his birthday. Who knows two Spikes? Only John Ashdale, the cars are. In any case, his team at Colonial, that's where you go. But if you're thinking, my credit's not so great, or I owe too much on my current car to trade it in, they'll take care of you. Like, they're making sure this holiday season, Colonial is that everyone eats, even you. They have over 200 new Hyundais on the lot. Elantras, Ioniqs, Tucsons. Buy with 0% financing for 60 months. Everyone eats, even you. And that car that you're trading in, if you're worried about what you're going to get in trade, don't worry at Colonial. They give more for your trade than anyone else does. $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Don't miss out on the best meal of the year with a great deal on a brand new Hyundai at Colonial. Online 24/7, colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.